Thanks, Gary. Yeah, so the box is, it's a little bit of lack of shape, lack of form. You could say, you know, there's a bit of emptiness in terms of purpose or intent or design or something. You could say that there's nothing really there because there's just all little bits and pieces, and it seems a bit dead. And I guess that's a little bit of the thing that I want to draw out today, and that out of that sort of nothingness, emptiness, messiness, that beautiful things can happen. I was on the church e-bike on Friday, on New Year's Eve, and there was quite a breeze. And it sort of made me think about how the new year is a bit like a fresh breeze. It brings newness, a breath of fresh air sort of thing. And sometimes after a rough day, I say to my kids at bedtime that tomorrow is a new day, a fresh start, and how that's part of God's mercy to us. God gives us fresh starts, new days, new years. Especially when things are tough and perhaps even feel dead, the God of compassion can bring new life, new hope. And I wonder if some of us might just need to hear that message this morning. So I'm going to read some scripture from Luke chapter 7, verses 11 to 15. And then I'm simply going to pray. But it's an ever so slightly adjusted prayer written by Nadia Bolz-Weber. Nadia planted a church called House for All Sinners and Saints and was its pastor until recently. She's a New York Times bestseller and hosts a podcast well worth engaging with. This prayer isn't short. It's about 6 minutes long. So you feel free to close your eyes or write notes or draw or doodle or fidget. Play with Lego. If anyone else wants to come and join the creators up here, you're welcome to. And as I read the story of Jesus and then share the prayer, you may like to consider what line or phrase strikes you or struck you. What do you think that means for you? And what might God be inviting you to do with this? So, if we could have the scripture up, and then I'll just leave it up the whole time. Thanks, Tim. Yeah. So, Luke chapter 7, verses 11 to 15. Jesus went to a town called Nain, and the disciples and a large crowd went with him. As Jesus approached the gate of the town, a dead body was being carried out. A mother's only son, and she was a widow. A large crowd from the town were with her. When Jesus saw her, he had compassion for her. Jesus stepped forward and touched the coffin, and the bearers stood still. Jesus said, "Young man, I say to you, rise." The dead youth sat up and began to speak, and Jesus gave him to his mother. And a prayer this morning. God of compassion, as you did in Nain, enter our city gates. Enter into the somber roads down which our hearses drive, and the glad streets down which our children run. Enter the parks where the addicted get their hit and the hooded youth hang out. Walk uninvited into our new subdivisions and cheap motel rooms that charge by the hour. Stroll into the refrigerated section of the supermarket where the pregnant woman escaped the heat, and the bus stop benches where the weary wait. Enter every law office and adult shop. Wander into the hospital with our overburdened staff and into the hay paddock. Step into the place, step into the spaces we say we feel your awesomeness, and the places where we claim your forsakenness. Enter our city gates, God of compassion, as you did the city of Nain, and bless. Bless the things we mistakenly think are already dead. Bless that which we have already begun to carry out of town to bury. Bless our rocky marriages and our young adult students who under new stresses turn to who knows what. Bless the person at work whom we love to hate. Bless the chronically sick. Bless the one who has no one. Bless what we call insignificant and which you call magnificent. Bless it all and love what only you can love, the ugly, abandoned, and unsanitary in the wash of humanity upon which you have nothing but a gleaming compassion when we have none. God of compassion, who saw the widow of Nain, we thank you for seeing us, for seeing our loneliness and our bravery, for seeing the times we can't say what we need to, for seeing the ones who have never felt like they have been seen, for seeing the moments when we are more than we thought we could be, for seeing what no one else can or will. Thank you for seeing as beautiful what we call ugly. In your compassion, teach us to see each other. Reach out and raise us, God of compassion. Touch us as you did the wood on which the widow's son lay, and speak those same words to us. Young man, arise. Little girl, get up. To we who think we are not worthy to be loved and medicate ourselves with food and booze and shopping, say, rise up. To we who have been hurt by those who say they follow you, say, rise up. To those who feel unworthy of forgiveness, say, rise up. To the ones who care for the least of these and who feel too burnt out to keep going, say, rise up. To we who are holding on to resentments like a security blanket, say, rise up. To those who hide their failings behind their good works, say, rise up. To the unloved child who has no idea that one day they will change the world, say, rise up. And when again, God of compassion, you have raised the dead, when again you have made whole that which is broken, when again you have reached into the graves we dig ourselves and loved us back to life, don't stop there. like the young man of Nain, help us to sit up and speak. Give us words that are not empty affirmation, but give us strong words, as real as the very soil from which you raised us. Give us the words, Lord, but also give us the pause before the words. Please. And then, as you did the son to his mother, give us one to another. Make us one in this fractured world, and help us to know that when we don't have enough compassion for the road ahead, that you do. And that is enough. Amen. Just take a few moments. What's on the screen? Lord, hear our prayers. Amen.